The big story still is the aftermath, the attempted assassination of a former president, and the unbelievable amount of flaws, mistakes. House Oversight Committee is going to subpoena, or they have, the Secret Service chief, Kimberly Cheadle. And I believe it is next week, I believe. They're going to talk. Peer Public, July 22nd. What's that? Is that Monday?
That's Monday.
You got it. Okay. Yep. All right, so we got that. Now, remember, we had our friend from Epoch Times.
Nanette Holt.
And Nanette, she's been in the business for a long time, senior features editor, et cetera, et cetera. Well, she reached out to one of their reporters who was there at the scene.
Yes, absolutely.
And she shared with her that she had been going to Trump rallies, covering them, since he first announced his candidacy for 16.
Uh-huh.
And never did she see security as lax as what she experienced Saturday.
That's profound to know.
Well, and that's coming from a member of the media.
Yeah.
And they treat you with greater scrutiny because you have the ability to move around a lot more than the rest of them, and you're not as separated from the person they're trying to secure, in this case, you know, the former president. So, yes. Yeah, you're going to jump through some hoops. And they didn't do that. They were very lax. Mm-hmm. And then this has come out. This guy is a GOP, they call him an activist, but like a volunteer and a supporter. And he's been to 20 Trump rallies. Okay. 20.
That's a lot.
He says the Butler event was the least secure venue he's been to.
Okay.
And he ended up sitting three rows behind Trump right near the firefighter, Corey Comparatore, that got killed.
Yeah.
And he helped set up, later attended the former president's rally in Butler. And he said that he and other activists raised concerns, not the day of the event, actually the night prior, about the venue's security. Remember, he's been to 20 events. He volunteer, helps out.
Right.
He knows how it's done.
He does the prep work. He sees the agents out there doing their pre-checks, yes.
Zach Schurer, a volunteer firefighter, a short drive northeast of the Butler is where he's from.
Right.
Chicora, I think. I don't know if that's right. But anyway, he talked to Fox News on Wednesday. He was also in the third row, like I said. Friday night, I'll take it back a day. There was a group of us that had volunteered on the Trump campaign to do rally setup, which included setting up the barricades, the stage setup, and other things that were needed to make sure this was a successful event. We did a walkthrough at 7 p.m. on Friday night.
Okay.
And we raised multiple concerns with the state GOP staff about parking, about security issues that we saw, and there were a lot of barricades out. And all of our safety concerns that we brought up on Friday evening were strictly turned down, and there were no answers given to any of our questions or concerns about security in the matter. They were getting blown off. We've been to these events. We know how they're done.
Yeah.
Why would they be getting the blow off?
Man.
Yeah, he said he volunteered for at least 20 other Trump rallies, and that whenever security or logistics concerns were brought to party or law enforcement officials, they were rectified by the time the event began. In every other,
that's how it should be.
Every other circumstance. We always saw the change in place the day of the rally. And Butler was the first one that I saw no changes made from Friday night's walkthrough to Saturday morning when we got there at 7:30 a.m. So still there's time to address these things. Shearer said the political campaign's advance teams often consist of Secret Service agents, paid staff, and state party staff. When asked further about how volunteers would express such concerns, Shearer said that the state party volunteers and workers on site are typically the point of contact, but it was unclear where the chain of command, the alleged break in communication, occurred. If you're not, you're communicating to, say, your state GOP people that are kind of in charge, if you will, right? And it doesn't go any further than that. You can't blame law enforcement or Secret Service. They should be diligent in their own way. They shouldn't rely on volunteers. But it would be sad if volunteers know more about security issues and threats or shortcomings than either local police or the Secret Service. So Fox reached out to Pennsylvania GOP and the state police for comment. An officer who picked up the phone at the barracks covering Butler County directed Fox News to a lieutenant in Harrisburg headquarters, where a message was left. Scheer added that the preamble to the rally had an air of disorganization to it. He said there were multiple concerns about the venue, that it's not big enough, that there were too many points of entry, there were too many open rooftops. And, you know, this was all pointed out to the volunteer team. But I'm sure if it was their lack of I'm not sure if it was their lack of concern or whether that information was ever relayed to the state police or the Secret Service. 4 years prior, Trump held a rally on Halloween in Butler on a stage bedecked with pumpkins and other autumn paraphernalia. Scheer said that the difference between the two events was that in 2020, the venue was the Butler Airport, which felt much more secure during setup and the rally itself. He said he noticed that the airport venue did not have as many entry points and that the Secret Service snipers and officers were visible on the rooftop style areas that he could see from the podium. He said that when he arrived for setup on Friday, he was able to drive right up to the stage, and anybody could have been on those grounds throughout the entire week.
Oh, my goodness.
Planning all sorts of chaos. Yeah. So, again, and more of this type of information is coming out and coming forward, and yet still, you know, this Secret Service Chief, Kimberly Cheadle, apparently, so far, she will not budge. She said, the buck stops with me.
But
she's not going to give up the gig.
Does she just come off, and I get her position and life with the Secret Service. She just comes off way too, there ought to be a little emotion going on here. A little self, I mean, I get.
Self-righteous or whatever.
Whether she's coming off almost too, a little bit like that. Just blank stare. Cold, and again, I understand in some circumstances that is the case, but man, you're partially responsible for what could have happened here, and
I'm putting more than partially,
putting it mildly here. There's a problem here.
The senator out of Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, she called out the Secret Service director over the failure to protect former President Trump. In a video released online, Blackburn and Senator John Barrasso out of Wyoming surrounded Cheadle and bombarded her with tough questions about the lapses in security that led to the assassination attempt last Saturday. "I've called for your resignation," Barrasso told Cheadle to her face. "So either you resign tonight or start answering our questions right now about the death threat to President Trump and allowing him to go on stage."
This is a time for war.
The rising threat of terrorism.
With so much to talk about.
Migrants from China, Russia, Iran.
Raised the threat of an attack against Americans.
There's a lot that fires you up.
This is real. Real.
Now, time to air it out. What's bugging you?
Disrupt and degrade.
97.3 The Sky.
Call in now, 877-975-9825. And Peasant with a Pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Yeah, I watched the Republican convention last night, and I heard J.D. Vance's speech, and there was a couple things in there that bothered me. As you know, on Monday I called, and I said that if they would have succeeded in taking out Trump, this I think you'll probably remember, I said this country would be in mass chaos.
Yeah.
And he said last night, when he was talking, he said, if they would have succeeded, we wouldn't be having this convention. We wouldn't be as pepped up as we are tonight. He said there would be heartbreak and mourning. And I just think it sounded like he sounded like such a sissy. I just don't see how it's so defeated. Like they'd all be, I just pictured all those people hanging their heads. Yeah, we'd be sad.
I think he's reminding people of just how serious that was. Yeah. And that it would be a different place, and our feelings, our hearts, everything would be in a totally different place. But that's how I see it. But, of course, you're entitled. Let's go to Tim. What's bugging you?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? You guys were talking earlier about Kimberly Cheadle, the head of the Secret Service. And you know, they did an interview with her, and as God is my witness, it looked like a deer staring at a flashlight. You know, or a spotlight. I was like, oh, are you kidding me? She looks like she has zero idea of what she's doing. And then they interviewed Kamala Harris, and Kamala Harris, about the assassination attempt, had no emotion in her voice, no compassion. Oh, we were praying for President Trump, and we felt really bad. We are so glad. And I was like, are you kidding me? And the total lack of accountability for all of these idiots who, I mean, she's the border czar.
Right.
Why isn't she being held accountable for all the crap we're having to deal with?
Well, look, Mayorkas, why isn't he accountable? They tried to impeach him, but, I mean, any good president, commander-in-chief, well, look, he's doing what his boss wants him to do. That's what you have to remember. And they're hiring people like this Secret Service chief, maybe that they can manipulate or go along with their agenda. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is that we've got, till November 5th, to the deep state to get their war with Russia. They want Putin gone. They want this war. The Democrats want this war. The warmongers. The only two people in the EU that don't want it are Orban and Erdogan. And we're headed straight toward it. And Trump is going to stop that war when he gets elected. And what's bugging me is what black swan event are they going to do to get us involved in it?
Well, that was going to be my question to you. You're Nostradamus. I agree with what you're saying. I just, what's it going to take?
What's the answer?
What's it going to take the form of?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Let's go to Frank. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Love your show. What's bugging me is I can't get the story straight. Did the kid have a ladder? Did he climb up the AC duct in the back? Or did he have just a opening in the building where everybody, all the police were staging supposed to be protecting the area, but they were in there partying and having a good time in that building. And here somebody's crawling on top of the building to take a shot. And, you know, that building was not that steep.
No.
It did not have a high-end clan.
Right.
And where are we going to get the right story? Thanks.
We're constantly searching for the truth. The latest I heard is he didn't use a ladder. He climbed up the AC.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I'm not a conspiracy theorist my whole life, but I've carefully analyzed all the facts you shared and the news has shared, and there's just too many simultaneous security lapses. I'm going to borrow a term from the Democrats where they talked about it has all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. So, I'm sorry, this has all the hallmarks of an inside job. There's just too many simultaneous security lapses. You know the whole deal.
Yes, I do. And it's just really hard for me to get past the open roof, period. And then you pile on all the other stuff. No, it's very tough to accept at face value. It's impossible for me to accept it. Ocala Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I appreciate the time this morning. I appreciate what you guys do every morning. What's bugging me is I watched part of the RNC convention last night, and it was the Gold Star families that were up there for our 13 men and women that were lost in that absolute ridiculous departure of Afghanistan. And it hit me. It was such an emotionally charged period, and I'm glad they harnessed that power during the convention, but man, you know, we've just forgotten about that. And the blame lies on the Biden administration for that just horrible way of trying to get out of that country. But on the flip side, we raised those families up, and those men and women did not die in vain. But this is the greatest tragedy to lose our men and women.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah. They didn't need to.
Ironically, the reminder was when Joe said nobody was lost under my watch.
Wow, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Hat tip to the previous caller. I agree with that 100%. So I guess unity's over, Bob. So MSDNC Joyce Reid says that Biden having COVID is, quote, exactly the same thing as Trump getting shot. And then now she's saying that Trump's assassination attempt was a photo attempt. So I guess MSDNC didn't get the message that we're going to tone down the rhetoric. But, hey, what do you know? Reading's hard. Have a day, Bob.
Huh. Yeah. We actually have a file, I think, three stories coming out of Joy Reid's pie hole.
Mm-hmm.
The dawn of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
Top stories. VP pick J.D. Vance wows the crowd with his address last night at the RNC. Yeah, we've got some bits and pieces from that that we'll get to in a little bit. Big days for the Dow. What's it, over 41,000 for the first time ever? Huge. But at the same time, the NASDAQ really tanked. I mean, it was the worst in over 2 years, I think. How can that be explained? Well, it's simplified. Republicans are taking charge. And so your more traditional stocks and stuff are looking good or feeling good, okay? And the NASDAQ, though, you know, too many techie nerds that are all woke and DEI'd and left of center and all that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're unhappy.
They're not feeling it. They're not feeling it, Bob.
It's reverberating. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's important to note. And then the huge local story.
Huge.
Hooters.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's true.
Coming to the Villages.
Mm-hmm.
Hooters restaurant coming to the Villages. It does make sense, the aging demographic. You know, I guess the younger folks maybe aren't. Well, first of all, maybe chicken wings aren't as cool for them. I don't know.
Could be, yeah.
But
they're all having coffee.
Good for the Villages. Yeah. And in case you're concerned, you're worried about grandma, grandpa, or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
I understand also moving right next door to their new location is going to be a really good cardiologist. You know, because the old ticker might be under stress.
You don't have to explain it, Bob.
I don't?
No.
Oh, I thought I was talking to Joy Reid.
Yeah.
You know, it's not too bright. You got to slow things down.
You
got
to explain everything to her because she doesn't understand things the way they are in the real world.
Listen to this load of garbage.
Okay, we're ready.
It's funny because it says during MSNBC's coverage of the third night of the Republican National Convention. I mean, that's just hilarious. I mean, coverage? Really? You know, they talk all of that. You don't hear any of the speeches.
Right.
They talk all over them on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
They're like in the background.
Listen to us.
Just to say they're there. Right. Oh, and they bash everything that's said in the speeches.
Yes.
It's funny in a way. It's like, how did you know what they were going to say? But anyway, MSNBC host Joy Reid argued that the Secret Service gave Trump 9 seconds to take an iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. What? In other words, she's saying that, but what? They all knew this. Oh, time out. Let's take a photo. You know? Bullets whizzing by your head, blood coming out of your face. Hold it. I saw him hit the T, you know, the old hand signal, the T. Uh-huh. Time out. Time out. Time out. Remember, we're going to do this big thing where I'm going to come over. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right.
Really? There couldn't be anything that occurred there that could be more authentic than to show the true nature of who Trump is and what he's all about.
Right.
And Joy Reid is somehow trying to say that, oh, yeah, well, you know, there was an active shooter issue going on, and they delayed so that he could have a photo op. Is absolutely bizarre.
He's telling the crowd, I'm okay. Fight, fight, fight.
When Donald Trump rose to his feet in that Pennsylvania field, all of America stood with him.
Well, except for Joy Reid.
Oh, well, it gets even worse. when she was talking about Biden testing positive for COVID,
yeah,
which is a whole nother subject. First of all, they say, at first they say he didn't have any symptoms. And then I saw another article where he said suffering from symptoms, he had difficulty getting in the beast.
Right.
Did he have symptoms or not? If he didn't have symptoms, why'd you test him?
Right.
Were you testing him hoping he had it so you could blame anything from here on out on COVID?
It's
possible.
It's interesting to me that for, let's say, between the two of them, between Joe and Jill, has anybody pushed vax and boosters and double, triple, quadruple Pentagon boosters? Between the two of them, they've had it five times.
They were eating the vax like they were doing a flipping keg stand. They were guzzling the vax.
It should have worked.
It should have worked, but between the two of them, they had COVID tested positive at least five times between the two of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's that whole thing. But basically saying that Biden is showing, like, more strength than Trump. In other words, dealing with COVID, fighting COVID.
Yeah.
Wow, he really had to man up for that. Trump? And just about getting a bullet through the back of his head? Not that big a deal. She argued that Biden can use testing positive to contrast how he'll handle contracting COVID with how Trump handled getting the virus when he was in office, and to remind people how bad the coronavirus pandemic was and attack Trump's handling of it. And that if Biden comes out of COVID just fine and can do rallies, it should be seen as a symbol of strength, the same way Trump bouncing back from being shot in an assassination attempt was.
When's he going to get the booster that actually keeps him from getting it? Because apparently he's not taken that one yet.
What happens when they find out that maybe having every booster and every shot actually pushes the onset of early dementia?
Ooh.
I'm just saying. Yeah, well, I'm just throwing that out there.
Something to think about.
Joy, read again. If elderly Biden recovers from COVID, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Same sign of strength.
Right.
But who came to blast Joy Reid? Amber Rose.
Oh,
remember I told
it.
You about
it? Yes.
I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
Greg did. And you would never think somebody like her would be speaking at the Republican National Convention.
No.
But she got into an argument with her father. She's a famous, like, influencer. And, you know, her. Anyway, she had an argument with her dad. She's black. And her dad said, oh, that Trump guy's racist. Well, she went and did her homework, you know, and that turned her into actually a Trump fan. Model Amber Rose blasting Joy Reid as a race baiter after the model spoke about her conversation to a Donald Trump voter from the stage at Monday's RNC. Rose appeared on stage in Milwaukee and told an appreciative crowd that the mainstream media has lied to the nation about Donald Trump, and she detailed how she went from assuming that Trump is a racist to being a supporter of his campaign. Rose told the attendees that her father urged her to research Trump and the new GOP he has helped create for herself. And after she did, she realized the media was not telling folks the truth. Quote, I watched all the rallies. I started meeting so many of you, his red hat wearing supporters. I realized Donald Trump and his supporters don't care if you're black, white, gay, or straight. And that when it hit me, that's when it hit me that these are my people. This is where I let go of my fear and judgment of being misunderstood, of getting attacked by the left. And I put the red hat on, too. Yeah, and then, but she ripped on, she ripped on Joy. She said, I never felt more free and more love for my country.
The dawn of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
Top stories. VP pick, J.D. Vance. Wows the crowd with his address last night at the RNC. Yeah, we've got some bits and pieces from that we'll get to in a little bit. Big days for the Dow. What's it, over 41,000 for the first time ever? Huge. But at the same time, the NASDAQ really tanked. I mean, it was the worst in over 2 years, I think. How can that be explained?
Hmm.
Now, it's simplified. Republicans are taking charge, and so your more traditional stocks and stuff are looking good or feeling good, okay? And the NASDAQ, though, you know, too many techie nerds that are all woke and DEI'd and left of center and all that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe they, maybe it, you know, they're unhappy.
They're not feeling it.
It's
not feeling it, Bob.
It's reverberating.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's important to note. And then the huge, huge, huge local story.
Huge.
Hooters.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's true.
Coming to the Villages.
Mm-hmm.
Hooters restaurant coming to the Villages. It does make sense. The aging demographic, you know, they, I guess the younger folks maybe aren't. Well, first of all, maybe chicken wings aren't as cool for them. I don't know.
Could be, yeah.
But
they're all having coffee.
Good for the Villages. Yeah. And in case you're concerned, you're worried about grandma, grandpa, or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
I understand also moving right next door
yeah.
to their new location is going to be a really good cardiologist. You know, because the old ticker
oh, yeah.
might be under stress.
You don't have to explain it, Bob.
No, I don't?
No.
Oh, I thought I was talking to Joy Reid.
Yeah.
You know, it's not too bright. You got to slow things down.
You
got
to explain everything to her because she doesn't understand things the way they are in the real world.
Listen to this load of garbage.
Okay, we're ready.
It's funny because it says during MSNBC's coverage of the third night of the Republican National Convention. I mean, that's just hilarious. I mean, coverage? Really? You know, they talk all of that. You don't hear any of the speeches.
Right.
They talk all over them on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
They're like in the background.
Listen to us.
Just to say they're there. Right. Oh, and they bash everything that's said in the speeches.
Yes.
It's almost, it's funny in a way. It's like, how did you know what they were going to say? But anyway, mm-hmm. MSNBC host Joy Reid argued that the Secret Service gave Trump 9 seconds to take an iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. What? In other words, she's saying that, but what, they all knew this, oh, time out, let's take a photo, you know? Bullets whizzing by your head, blood coming out of your face. Hold it. I saw him hit the T, you know, the old hand signal, the T. Uh-huh. Time out, time out, time out. Remember, we're going to do this big thing where I'm going to come over. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
Right.
Really? There couldn't be anything that occurred there that could be more authentic than to show the true nature of who Trump is and what he's all about.
Right.
And Joy Reid is somehow trying to say that, oh, yeah, well, you know, there was a active shooter issue going on, and they delayed so that he could have a photo op. Is absolutely bizarre.
He's telling the crowd, I'm okay. Fight, fight, fight.
When Donald Trump rose to his feet in that Pennsylvania field, all of America stood with him.
Well, except for Joy Reid.
Oh, well, it gets even worse. When she was talking about Biden testing positive for COVID,
yeah.
which is a whole nother subject, first of all, they say, at first they say he didn't have any symptoms. And then I saw another article where he said, suffering from symptoms, he had difficulty getting in the beast.
Right.
Did he have symptoms or not? If he didn't have symptoms, why'd you test him?
Right.
Were you testing him hoping he had it so you could blame anything from here on out on COVID?
It's
possible.
It's interesting to me that for, let's say, between the two of them, between Joe and Jill, has anybody pushed vax and boosters and double, triple, quadruple Pentagon boosters? Between the two of them, they've had it 5 times.
They were eating the vax like they were doing a flipping keg stand. They were guzzling the vax.
It should have worked.
It should have worked, but between the two of them, they had COVID tested positive at least 5 times between the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's that whole thing. But basically saying that Biden is showing, like, more strength than Trump. In other words, dealing with COVID, fighting COVID.
Yeah.
Wow, he really had to man up for that. Trump? And just about getting a bullet through the back of his head?
Yeah.
Not that big a deal. She argued that Biden can use testing positive to contrast how he'll handle contracting COVID with how Trump handled getting the virus when he was in office, and to remind people how bad the coronavirus pandemic was and attack Trump's handling of it. And that if Biden comes out of COVID just fine and can do rallies, it should be seen as a symbol of strength, the same way Trump bouncing back from being shot in an assassination attempt was.
When's he going to get the booster that actually keeps him from getting it? Because apparently he's not taken that one yet.
What happens when they find out that maybe having every booster and every shot actually pushes the onset of early dementia?
Ooh.
I'm just saying. Yeah, well, I'm just throwing that out there.
Something to think about.
Joy, read again. If elderly Biden recovers from COVID, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Same sign of strength.
Right.
But who came to blast Joy Reid? Amber Rose.
Oh,
remember I told
it.
You about
yes.
I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
Greg did. And you would never think somebody like her would be speaking at the Republican National Convention.
Yeah.
But she got into an argument with her father. She's a famous influencer. And, you know, her. Anyway, she had an argument with her dad. She's black. And her dad said, oh, that Trump guy's racist. Well, she went and did her homework, you know, and that turned her into actually a Trump fan. Model Amber Rose blasting Joy Reid as a race baiter after the model spoke about her conversation to a Donald Trump voter from the stage at Monday's RNC. Rose appeared on stage in Milwaukee and told an appreciative crowd that the mainstream media has lied to the nation about Donald Trump, and she detailed how she went from assuming that Trump is a racist to being a supporter of his campaign. Rose told the attendees that her father urged her to research Trump and the new GOP he has helped create for herself. And after she did, she realized the media was not telling folks the truth. Quote, I watched all the rallies. I started meeting so many of you, his red hat wearing supporters. I realized Donald Trump and his supporters don't care if you're black, white, gay, or straight. And that when it hit me, that's when it hit me that these are my people. This is where I let go of my fear and judgment of being misunderstood, of getting attacked by the left. And I put the red hat on, too. Yeah, and then, but she ripped on Joy. She said, I never felt more free and more love for my country than I do now. I want to thank my father, who's been in the audience tonight, for opening my eyes.
Wow.
He served over 20 years in the military. So actually, the conversation must have been, she thought he was a racist. He said, do your homework. That's how this plays out.
Okay.
I know that doesn't go along with the earlier information that we had, but that's how. That's how she says, my dad's in the audience tonight, and I want to thank him for opening my eyes. Okay.
Either way, it worked. She did her homework and found out the truth. There's a concept.
Exactly. And found out that the media was lying about Trump purposefully.
Yeah.
MSNBC's radical leftist Joy Reid went on the attack and told her viewers that Rose was not a suitable black woman.
Oh, now we're judging who can be a black woman? Who's actually a black woman?
Yeah, then she goes on and she says, she's racially ambiguous.
Oh, my.
Do you think Joy Reid ever said that?
Wow.
About President Obama?
No. No.
You think?
No.
I mean, I don't think. I bet you if I had somebody do research for me, I'd like to know how many times they mentioned for every time they mentioned that he's the first black president.
Yeah.
How many times they mentioned he's half white?
Right.
Wouldn't that be interesting to know?
What would she say about Kamala, who's not African American at all, even though they keep using that phrase?
Joy Reid said, I don't want to say she's black because she has said she's not. So I don't want to say this black woman, this woman who is of whatever race that she's claimed. She said she's not a black, but brought somebody whose whole career is based on black culture. So what is it? Is she ambiguous? Is she black? Not all black? Can she identify with being black? Oh, isn't this the left? Where you, whatever you identify as, that's what you are. Or you can just see a picture of Amber Rose and realize she's a black woman. There's that.
Yeah.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and man, oh man, we still have to talk about a lot of things. Oh, special guest coming up, Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner, about 20 minutes away on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Centimeters and Donald Trump would have been shot and dead. How horrific. And yes, that's divine intervention.
6 o'clock.
To watch Joe Biden give his speech about unity was pathetic.
On 97.3 The Sky.
7:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Come on, Greg Cassidy, you gotta pump it up.
I'll work on it.
All of a sudden, I don't know, I kind of momentarily sort of hit a wall. I was like, I want to take a nap.
That's the carbs from that sandwich you just ate.
That's keto bread, pal. Oh. Nice try.
Boy, I almost had you.
Nice try.
I thought I had you.
No.
I tried.
Chicken and keto bread.
Look at you.
Yeah.
All healthy and everything.
Well, I try.
Well, you have taken, you know, quite a few pounds off than your little diet thing there.
I mean, it's try to be the best version of yourself you can be, but within reason. Yeah. You know, moderation's like, I'm not going to give up everything
that I like to eat to live.
But you do have to make some sacrifice. I mean, look, I was throwing the heavy weights around the other day.
Look at you, banging and clanging in the gym. Sounds familiar.
Because someone told me a long time ago that if you build muscle mass, that will burn calories continually.
It does, it's true.
Versus your silly little aerobics. Not your silly little aerobics. I mean, in general, silly little aerobics.
Yeah.
And then when a cardiologist said, oh, it doesn't matter, you're not really training your heart, per se. I go, I thought it was a muscle. He goes, no, not in the same way. No.
Right.
You know, to increase oxygen uptake and all that? No. Wow. Of course, he's not my cardiologist anymore.
Was that before or after your heart attack?
After, when I asked him, what do I need to do to get off medication? Yep. Tell me what weight I need to be. Tell me what my BP needs to be.
Right.
But, and that's when he said, there's nothing you can do. You'll be on this the rest of your life.
Well, that's encouraging, Mr. Sunshine.
Well, here's what happens. This is Western medicine. This is the problem. Because most people won't change their habits.
Yes.
Doctors, especially him, he was getting ready to retire. So he's already been around the block. He's seen it.
Yep.
Americans. What do I need to do, doc? Well, you need to lose weight.
What
pill
can
I take?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And because...
Yes.
Well, first of all, they don't have enough training and nutrition and all that time. That's part of it.
Right.
That's part of it. But part of it is on the job, it's like, yeah, you know how many obese people I've seen and I told them what they need to do? They don't do it.
True.
Or do you know how many people with heart issues I said you need to do X, Y, and Z and, you know, change your diet or whatever? No, nobody does it. That's kind of what, that's sort of back and forth led to the idea that, well, I don't feel good, doc. Well, it's because you're a fat slob, but here's a pill to make you feel better.
Right.
And that's where we're at. And then, you know, big pharma says,
Ooh, yeah,
we like that. Give out the pills to make them feel better. Don't get them off the junk food and all of the nasty stuff that's in our food supply. Do you know our standards for food is lower than the European nations?
Yeah.
Our food standards, what we're allowed, what there's allowed to be sold, like in stores or served in restaurants. And we have lower. Why would we ever have lower standards?
Oh,
Greg?
Lobbyists.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's
lobbyists.
Yeah.
From
I mean,
companies,
you nailed it, really.
Who are pushing for whatever standards in the FDA, whatever comes out of Washington, D.C., and that's kind of where we are.
I read a book, and 72, the McGovern Report came out, and this was, hey, why are people getting fatter and having heart attacks?
Uh-huh.
Way back in 1972.
Okay.
And really, if you look at the science that was behind it, according to this book, they mushed all that down and said, I don't pay attention to the science because it really showed how sugary drinks, laden carbohydrates, but that's really your enemy.
Yeah.
Okay. But the sugar industry is huge, and they have a huge influence to the point to where they believe that a lot of stuff was changed, redacted, to basically agree that we're going to make fat the enemy. That's really how it went. It was more of a political thing than science.
Clay and Buck.
Could be the end.
Do you think Barack Obama is behind trying to push out Joe Biden?
The Glenn Beck Program.
Those who knew Joe Biden was like this, shame on you.
A new Sky lineup with Bob Rose.
Crack and Jill climbed up Capitol Hill to catch a pail of power.
Sean Hannity.
Spending more of their income on food than they have in 30 years.
Mark Levin.
Biden will do anything. Put his opponent in prison.
The outspoken voices of America.
Looking out for America.
News Talk 97.3.
Mark Levin.
2 centimeters and Donald Trump would have been shot and dead. How horrific. And yes, that's divine intervention.
6 o'clock.
To watch Joe Biden give his speech about unity was pathetic.
On 97.3, The Sky.
7:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Come on, Greg Cassidy, you got to pump it up.
I'll work on it.
All of a sudden, I don't know, I momentarily sort of hit a wall. I was like, I want to take a nap.
That's the carbs from that sandwich you just ate.
That's keto bread, pal.
Oh.
Nice try.
Well, I almost had you.
Nice try.
I thought I had you.
No.
I tried.
Chicken and keto bread.
Look at you.
Yeah.
All healthy and everything.
Well, I try.
Well, you have taken, quite a few pounds off. Then your little diet thing there.
I mean, it's try to be the best version of yourself you can be, but within reason.
Yeah.
Moderation's like, I'm not going to give up everything
to live,
but
yep.
You do have to make some sacrifice. I mean, I was throwing the heavy weights around the other day.
Look at you, banging and clanging in the gym. Sounds familiar.
Because someone told me a long time ago that if you build muscle mass, that will burn calories continually.
It does, it's true.
Versus your silly little aerobics. Not your silly little aerobics. I mean, in general, silly little aerobics.
Yeah.
And then when a cardiologist said, it doesn't matter. You're not really training your heart, per se. I go, I thought it was a muscle. He goes, no, not in the same way. No.
Right.
You don't have to increase oxygen uptake and all that? No. Well, of course, he's not my cardiologist anymore.
Was that before or after your heart attack?
After, when I asked, what do I need to do to get off medication?
Yeah.
Tell me what weight I need to be. Tell me what my BP needs to be.
Right.
But, and that's when he said, there's nothing you can do. You'll be on this the rest of your life.
Well, that's encouraging, Mr. Sunshine.
Well, here's what happens. This is Western medicine. This is the problem. Because most people won't change their habits.
Yes.
Doctors, especially him, he was getting ready to retire. So he's already been around the block. He's seen it.
Yep.
Americans. What do I need to do, doc? Well, you need to lose weight.
What
you need
can
to do
I
this.
Take? Yeah, right.
Yes. First of all, they don't have enough training and nutrition and all that time. That's part of it.
Right.
That's part of it. But part of it is on the job. It's like, you know how many obese people I've seen and I told them what they need to do? They don't do it.
True.
Or do you know how many people with heart issues I said you need to do X, Y, and Z and, change your diet or whatever? No, nobody does it. That's kind of what that sort of back and forth led to the idea that, I don't feel good, doc. Well, it's because you're a fat slob, but here's a pill to make you feel better.
Right.
And that's where we're at. And then, big pharma says, we like that. Give out the pills to make them feel better. Don't get them off the junk food and all of the nasty stuff that's in our food supply. Do you know our standards for food is lower than the European nations?
Yeah.
Our food standards, what there's allowed to be sold, like in stores or served in restaurants. And we have lower. Why would we ever have lower standards?
Greg? Lobbyists.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's
lobbyists from companies who are pushing for whatever standards in the FDA, whatever comes out of Washington, D.C., and that's kind of where we are.
I read a book, and 72, the McGovern Report came out, and this was, why are people getting fatter and having heart attacks? Way back in 1972.
Okay.
And really, if you look at the science that was behind it, according to this book, they mushed all that down and said, I don't pay attention to the science because it really showed how sugary drinks, laden carbohydrates, but that's really your enemy.
Yeah.
Okay. But the sugar industry is huge, and they have a huge influence to the point to where they believe that a lot of stuff was changed, redacted, to basically agree that we're going to make fat the enemy. That's really how it went. It was more of a political thing than science.
Clay and Buck.
Could be the end.
Do you think Barack Obama is behind trying to push out Joe Biden?
The Glenn Beck Program.
Those who knew Joe Biden was like this, shame on you.
A Near Sky lineup with Bob Rose.
Crack and Jill climbed up Capitol Hill to catch a pail of power.
Sean Hannity.
Spending more of their income on food than they have in 30 years.
Mark Levin.
Biden will do anything. Put his opponent in prison.
The outspoken voices of America.
Looking out for America.
News Talk 97.3.